Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter to you. Very special show today. However, I want to share a little programming note with you. Next week, we will be celebrating our 19-year anniversary of Scuba Radio on the air. Special show that you will not want to miss. And then 2 weeks from today, we will be airing the show that we record from the show floor of Beneath the Sea, the 40-year anniversary of the Beneath the Sea Dive Show there in Secaucus, New Jersey. It's going to be a big event. We'll be there celebrating our anniversary and their 40th. And just having a big old time. But because of the travel schedule and how things laid out, we have to record the next couple shows. So make a mental note of it. Make sure you tune in and catch up with the class accordingly. Now, for today, however, I brought in some big guns. Roz from the UK is going to help us kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular. Roz, how are things across the pond here on this Easter weekend? How are you?
Hello, Greg. I'm absolutely fine. And yes, it's going to be fun being Easter, chocolate eggs and all those kind of traditions.
Yes, you have those as well as we do in the U.S. And I don't know, do they do some different or twisted type things in the U.K.? Because you guys are slightly off kilter compared to what we do in the U.S. Do they do something different in for Easter across the pond there or no?
Oh, we're bound to, Greg. We're bound to do something completely what you would consider weird over here.
Weird, okay.
But I guess it's best told over a beer, I think, at BTS, don't you?
Okay, you don't want to talk about it on the radio. Okay, so that's fine. We'll save that for another day and just move on to stuff that you do want to talk about, I guess. So what is going on in your world? Are you looking forward to BTS? You want to talk about that first or some other events going on across the pond? What do you got?
Oh, BTS is going to be good because I'm going to be bumping into two people I'm looking forward to seeing, which is Richie Cola and Christina Zanetto.
Yeah.
They're both at Beneath the Sea next week, and they're both coming to England in October for Eurotech, and I'm hugely excited about this because
okay.
They're both fantastic speakers and actually really nice people and great divers.
Yeah. Now, we had Richie on the other like, a couple weeks ago, and I know he's excited about his new book about the Britannic, and he's going to be there signing autographs. I'll finally be able to get my copy, and I look forward to reading that. Have you already got a copy? Have you read this and know what's in his new book and all that kind of stuff, or what?
Got a sneak preview. Yeah. I've managed to read half of it so far.
Yeah.
And it's really, really quite exciting. Because having been on two Britannic Expeds, and particularly one in the 2006 when Richie and John were there, it's fascinating reading it from an insider's point of view.
Are you mentioned in the book as well, or no?
I am mentioned in the book. There's a lady called Violet Jessop, who went down on the three Olympic class liners. She went down on Britannic, Titanic, and the Olympic.
Right.
And I had to be Violet Jessop in Keir Harbour.
You stood in as the reenactment for the TV show that they were filming about that at the time. So
yes, that's right.
You told us about that last time you were on the show. That was very cool. But do they actually talk about that in the book too? Does Richie bring that up in his new book or no?
I haven't got there yet, but I do know that my name's in the book because I saw it in the back of a book. So.
Well, there you go. Well, cool. Well,
so, yes.
That'll give me another reason to want to read it. But, you know, I don't even need that because I know it's going to be an awesome read. And if you're in the area, you ought to go to Beneath the Sea and pick up a copy if you don't already have one. And Richie is really nice about signing autographs and all that kind of good stuff. So a great opportunity. to
He spends so long with people. It's really nice. He ends up with big queues down the show floor, and he just spends time with everybody who wants to come and talk to him. It's great.
Yeah, he clogs up the aisles there beneath the sea big time. Because, yeah, the line for book signings for Richie and John and all those guys is quite remarkable. Because everybody wants to, you know, not just get an autograph, but like I said, he'll sit there and start talking shop, talking diving, and, you know, and he's very gracious with his time to the detriment of everybody else waiting in line. But... hey, it's worth the wait, right? You'd back me up on that, Roz, right?
Yes, absolutely, because you get to spend, you have a proper conversation with him, which is just lovely, rather than, hello, thanks for buying my book, here's my signature, bye.
Yeah.
You get some proper FaceTime, which is just, and it's nice, because he's such a good diver.
He is. He's done amazing things. So, there you go, Richie Kohler, Beneath the Sea. Now, you mentioned Christina Zanotto. Did I say her name correctly?
Zanotto. Yeah, she's coming to Richie's coming to Eurotech in October, and Christina's coming too.
They're both.
She's done some remarkable stuff in Bahamas.
Right.
Because you see, Bahamas. Do you remember a guy called Rob Palmer? He was a Brit, and he did a lot of cave diving.
Mm.
So was this before your time, Greg?
Not off the top of my head, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. You hear what I'm saying? Because I can remember literally what happened before the show.
He died about 96.
Okay. All right.
And he was a phenomenal cave explorer, and he was a Brit, and he settled in the Bahamas, and he established the Blue Holes Foundation.
Oh, okay. So, and Christina's kind of taking that baton and run with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She basically went and picked up a... she went into the Zodiac system, which he had been exploring, and this has basically been left dormant for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, and she started pushing it, and discovered that it was going...
It was wrong.
She was getting further exploration. She was getting Virgin Cave. She was finding new passageways.
She was going much, much deeper into the cave even before her predecessor, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So she found new cave, and so she's going to come to Eurotech and tell us all about that.
Is she going to be at Beneath the Sea as well doing that? In New Jersey?
I think she's just on the UNESCO stand. She's on UNESCO talking about the shark.
Yeah.
Expeditions that she does.
Exactly. I mean, she's like a shark maniac. I mean, Christina is like a super diver, period. And it's kind of funny. She has so many facets to what she does. She gets a lot of publicity for her shark adventures and classes that she offers at UNEXO over there in the Bahamas, in Grand Bahama at UNEXO. And it's phenomenal. And that probably gets... I think it probably gets way more publicity for her than this other cave stuff that you talk about. But really, that is, in the tech diving world, what everybody looks up to her for even more. Am I right?
I would say that's fair.
Yeah.
She's done something unique, and I do not know anybody else who's done this.
Yeah.
And if somebody has, please tell me. She's connected a cave system which goes from salt water to sweet water. And I don't know of anybody who's done that anywhere in the world.
Wait, hold on. Salt water to sweet water? Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly that. So it's a cave system, and it goes from the ocean to a lake.
Okay.
Or she went from a lake to the ocean. I don't know which way around she did it.
All right. Well, you meant sweet water, you meant fresh water. But it could be sweet water, I guess, if there's, you know, some coconut juice in there or whatever. And they're one of those UK things. What are you going to do? And it's Easter weekend, right? Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, she connected those caves, and which is extreme crazy diving type stuff, but very much, you know, just shows her skill level is just phenomenal. I mean, and she does, like, yoga and photography and all kinds of nutty stuff. I mean, she does so much, it's kind of bizarre that it's one person that does this stuff. So, you know, you could ask her about that at Beneath the Sea, but she's going to actually be zeroing in on her cave diving exploits there in the Bahamas at Eurotech in October is what you're saying, right?
Yes, that's right. So tickets have gone on sale, and the website, if you want to get some, Greg, is eurotechtickets.com.
Okay, and now where is that exactly in the UK? So
it's Birmingham. It's Birmingham. In the very, very heart of Birmingham, and it's held at the ICC, and it's posh. It's got carpets and everything.
Oh, carpet. Ooh. So it's a little more upscale is what you're saying. No, bare floors.
It's
you know.
It's a proper convention centre. It's not like, you know, where Beneath the Sea's exhibition hall. And it's literally like an aircraft hangar. So you've got lots of flexibility for exhibiting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the convention centre we use in Birmingham, the International Convention Centre, it's got properly tiered theatres. And so it's, you know, properly laid out for this kind of conference.
Uh-huh. So it's just a little bit more upscale, what we'd expect from our friends across the pond. To be a little bit more proper, maybe.
Absolutely, Greg.
Yes. Not some kind of backwoods nut jobs like we are here sometimes. But, you know, that's just what we are. And you like that, too, right? You
Absolutely.
Like us. She's not looking down on us. They just look at things a little differently. You add a little class to the whole diving thing. And that's a good thing for everyone. All right, Roz. Well, enjoy your Easter weekend. And we will catch up again real soon. Okay, my friend? Well, I'll see you next week in Beneath the Sea. Okay?
May the bunny bring you lots of eggs tomorrow.
I hope you are correct. And my dentist thanks you. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It was nice to connect with Roz. Now, next week, our big 19-year anniversary show. Huge, huge event. We're looking forward to that. Hopefully, you'll join us for that. And then 2 weeks, once again, we will be broadcasting from Beneath the Sea, which actually is next weekend. So, we're a little tape delayed on the next couple weeks, but hopefully you can join us and you know, celebrate in the festivities, because it's going to be quite a party for sure. All right, so before we get into the latest diving news and information, Let's head right to the phones, 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who is this? You're on Scuba Radio. Welcome.
Hello, this is Nigel.
Nigel. Okay, yes. Nigel. You sound kind of young there, Nigel. What's going
on? I'm only 6 years old.
6 years old. Okay. Well, we'll be careful, what we say to you, I guess. What can we do for you here at Scuba Radio, Nigel?
Well, I love your show.
Well, thank
you. I listen to it every week.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice. Now, you sound English. Are you from across the pond? Yeah?
I am. Yeah. I'm in the UK.
Well, you know Roz then, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. We all know each other. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid Yang.
Okay. Smart-ass little punk kid, isn't he? Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Well, what can we do for you, Nigel?
Well, I've called to warn you.
To warn me?
Yes.
Okay.
Beware the Easter eel.
Beware the Easter eel. Bubble Boy, what is he? Is he saying?
The Easter eel will zap you in the bum.
The Easter eel will zap you in the bum? Bubble Boy, what?
Beware. Be very, very careful when you go to the loo.
When you go to the loo.
The Easter eel will zap you in the bum.
Yeah, I think I've heard of this, Greg. Okay.
The Easter eel? What the hell are you talking about, Nigel?
I said too much.
Yeah.
What the hell? God. We've lost him.
He hung up.
But yeah, I've heard of that before. I mean,
you've heard of the Google Easter eel.
I donate to the Easter eels every year, Greg.
I know they have some twisted traditions there in the UK. There's Krampus, what we covered for Christmas. I mean, maybe there's some kind of Easter eel thing CJ.
I haven't heard of that. I don't know what the hell.
Look, here it is. I got it. I got it right here.
You got it. Okay.
So picture of a giant eel writhing out of an Easter basket, and he's got a nice little Easter
hat on. Well, yeah, it looks like a green moray eel.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think those are eggs.
And it's called the Easter eel?
It's called the Easter eel.
And it's got to be one of Captain Slate's eels, right?
You would think. It looks like it, doesn't it?
He's friendly.
Hmm.
It's even got some quotes in there.
Some quotes about, what does it say about the Easter eel? What does the Easter eel do? Is it like the Easter bunny or something, or
well,
what?
Well, kind of, Greg. The Easter eel hides leathery egg sacs filled with chocolate across the land.
Okay. I never heard of this. Maybe we have to look out for this on our next dive.
Easter, and children have begun to dress in kelp in hopes of attracting the Easter eel.
What?
What?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Here comes the Easter eel.
Oh, that's the song?
No,
oh,
there's
God,
a little picture
oh God,
of the
here
eels.
Comes the Easter eel.
Eel swooping down out of the sky and eating one of the children.
Oh, okay.
This is a well-known tradition across the pond.
He's going to Copperfield.
Interesting.
Here's the Easter eel.
Okay, maybe we could come up with a song. I don't know if
think it's a
song.
Welsh thing. I think it's from
you think
Wales.
Think it's Welsh?
Yeah,
really?
I think it's from Wales.
Did that kid say he's in the toilet?
He said it was zap your bum. So what's it's an electric eel? That comes up through your plumbing?
Yes. His skin is electric.
That is messed up.
That is weird.
That's a real thing.
Wacky stuff.
Have you ever heard of this? You've been in
scuba
a long
time. I've never heard of this. I'm a diver.
That's
I would
bizarre.
Think if anybody's going to know about this tradition more than anyone, it would be scuba divers would know about the Easter eel, and it's Easter weekend. So, I don't know if this is something we should be celebrating instead of, playing with the Easter bunny, which...
Eels are cooler than rabbits.
They're way cooler.
Yeah.
Way, way cooler, I think, especially, when you're a diver. I mean, Captain Slate goes down on Easter Day. On tomorrow, he'll do his annual Easter bunny dive, and he dresses up in a full, Easter bunny outfit. And dives and poses for photos for everybody and all that kind of thing. Maybe he's got it backwards. Maybe he should be doing something with his eels, or maybe those eels that he does his creature feature with are actually the original Easter eels.
I would say, just to be safe, we should always flush twice.
Because
just in case there's an Easter eel in your toilet.
Well, and if you're not dressed in kelp, and you've had too much candy, the Easter eel will slither up your plumbing and zap your bum?
That's what he said.
That is just wrong.
At least it's not a python.
Yeah. Well, gosh. I don't know. I mean, in one sense, I kind of like the idea. Hell, Krampus got his own movie.
Sounds
at Christmas
terrifying.
Time. The Easter eel maybe should have its own movie as well. Or maybe we should film it.
Or maybe you could talk to the Sharknado folks.
It could be.
Instead of doing
a new franchise
installment of Sharknado, they could do the first Easter eel movie.
Where, eel-nado? Easter eel NATO. No? Maybe.
Eel NAMI.
Okay. It could be. All right. All right. Well, look, if you're a diver, you're celebrating Easter accordingly this weekend.
Watch out for the Easter eel.
Watch out or celebrate it accordingly.
He's going to zap your bum.
Yeah, and maybe some people might enjoy that. I don't know, and I don't want to judge. You know, they're a little bit more progressive there over in the UK. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
They even have a song, Greg.
They have a song. Yeah. Oh, God, oh, God.
No?
What?
Okay. Here comes Peter Easter Eel. Slithering down the Easter trail, slippity slappity, Easter's on its way.
You're kidding me. That's made
adorable.
That up.
I hope you recorded that.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, look, you know, anything could happen on today's show. Yeah, you learn stuff when we learn stuff. And sometimes it's things that are useful and meaningful for a diver, and other times there are things like this that you just need to be aware of so you're not caught off guard. You're not that lone person on the boat like, what? Easter eel? I've never heard of that. Well, now you have, and we have informed you accordingly. Now, if that weren't enough, today, Jared the Diver Guy is going to check in with us from Dollywood, where he's sharing the love of diving to the patrons of that theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, today.
Now, does he have a pool, like the Be a Diver pool?
No, but I think he has a squirt gun. So,
well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I think he's squirting them and running, you know, down the aisles there at Dollywood, you know, looking
he's going,
for Dolly.
Get wet!
It's a good thing!
Get wet!
Hey, have you ever heard of the Easter eel? I don't know. We'll find
he's
out.
He's going to get kicked out.
Yeah, well, we're going to do our best to make that happen live on the show today. So you got that to look forward to or to avoid, depending on your perspective. And it's coming up, whether you like it or not.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Happy Easter to you from your friends here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we just learned about the Easter eel, who evidently will potentially visit you on Easter morning if you've eaten too much candy. He'll slither up your plumbing and zap you in the bum, according to Nigel, who just called in just a minute ago. I'm not sure how that would go, but I'm guessing it wouldn't be a pleasant... Yeah, I'm guessing that would not be a pleasant experience. All right, well, let's go to the phones here real quick. 888-88-SCUBA, and then we're going to get to Jerry the Diver Guy. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Who's this?
Hello, Greg. This is Peter Cottontail calling in Scuba Radio to wish all my friends and divers a happy, happy, hoppy Easter.
Wait, we actually are talking to the Easter Bunny. You're a little late to the party here, Easter Bunny, because
What do you mean? Tomorrow. I've got a lot of work to do, and I'll be hiding those eggs.
Yeah, I bet you will. You better be on the lookout for the Easter eel, according to Nigel from the UK. He called us up and told us about this traditional creature that slithers up your plumbing if you've eaten too much candy and zaps you in the bum. What's going on with that?
The Easter what?
The Easter eel. Yeah.
Why, that slimy son of a bitch. He's going to be hearing from my lawyer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Screw you.
That's your trademark, is it? There. Oh, jeez. All right. Well, so much for that. We've just created some kind of crazy incident on Easter weekend. And I don't know. The Easter Bunny not very happy with this concept of the Easter eel. You know, I figured we could all get along. I didn't think it'd be that big a deal. But Bubble Boy, CJ?
I thought it might be a sidekick or something. Yeah. I thought they worked together.
That's what I thought, too. I would have thought it was, you know, there was some relationship, like Krampus and St. Nick, you know. They supposedly were related in some way.
Competition, apparently.
Evidently, he is not aware of the Easter eel. But we
well,
are.
It sounded like he knew about them and he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah. Well, if he was penalizing kids for eating too much candy and then zapping them in the bum.
I hope you're not a subpoenaed. Sounds like legal action might be pending.
Mm.
Yeah, he sounded an awful lot like Bernie Sanders, Greg.
Yeah. Weird. Just totally weird.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and you're listening to Scuba Radio. Oh, look, it's Dolly Parton. No, that's just Greg the Dive Master. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio. We are going to check in with Jerry the Diver Guy, who is wandering the aisles there of Dollywood today, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, looking for Dolly Parton, and he's going to invite her to go diving, teach her how to dive if she doesn't already do it herself. You would think she's a good floater.
She's going to need a specially made wetsuit, Greg.
Well, thanks for that, CJ. I appreciate that. Now, we just had on the Easter Bunny upset about the Easter eel. And, I don't know if we created any kind of international incident.
That was a little weird. That kind of threw me off.
That was a little strange, But, I'm wondering if you see the Easter Bunny, hopping around, delivering eggs. Well, don't do that. Oh. Bubble Boy, you weren't supposed to be packing today. That was just okay.
I was cleaning it, Greg. It just went off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, we apologize. Typically, we do that in advance. This time, we're a little late to the
point. Well, we have the eel. At least
we have the Easter eel. That once again, if you ate too much candy on Easter morning.
He hides in your toilet.
I hope he likes
hot
stuff.
Well, he slithers up through your plumbing, through, I guess, the nearest waterway where he'd live.
But not like in a sink or...
I don't know.
That's how he bites you in the butt.
Well, I would imagine that's how
he zaps you.
Yeah, if you're,
You better be careful, CJ. I think I saw an eel in your toilet this morning.
That's just disturbing. So we'll just leave that alone. Once again, Jerry the Diver Guy, sharing the love of diving. I don't know if he's talking about the Easter eel in Dollywood today, but we'll try to find out. What do you mean he may not know? Why wouldn't he know about the Easter eel?
He didn't know.
Jerry is a little bit more knowledgeable on those kind of things.
That's mountain wisdom.
He hears things.
True. I think that's what it is. It could be, in the UK and the mountains of Virginia, where he's from. It's very possible that, there's that legend exists up in those mountains, like it would deep in the, the annals of the UK. Is that the right way to say that? I'm not sure. Could be.
It's annals.
Yes, that's what I said. So, we'll see. We're going to try to connect with Jerry and get him ready to go and see how he's doing. And like I said, he's trying to find Dolly today. Because, at Dollywood, if you're not familiar with this theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, it's right by her home. She lives there, and she runs the park. And every once in a while, she will be seen walking through the park and, meeting the guests and doing a little meet and greet kind of thing and surprises them and that kind of stuff. Last time Jerry was there at Dollywood, he saw Dolly. So this time he went with a mission to share the love of diving. He's going to invite her to dive. He's a dive instructor, just like me, and he figured, why not? If she obviously can float quite well with
She's going to need a lot of weight, especially in salt water.
She
needs an anti-buoyancy.
Those attributes are neutrally buoyant, so it shouldn't make any difference.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think she'll be fine. She shouldn't need that much weight. She's a tiny lady. with the exception of those two attributes. That
it's like a dead heat in the Zeppelin race.
Okay. And I think she would be a fine diver. And maybe she's already certified, but that's what Jerry's going to do. And then if he doesn't see Dolly, he'll just, you know, share the love of diving by squirting people with his squirt gun when he walks, you know, by everyone there in the theme park and see how long that lasts before he gets kicked out. That's one way to share the love of diving. Maybe not the best
way. Now, would
way.
That be freshwater or saltwater he's squirting?
Well, he's in Tennessee, so I'm guessing, I don't know.
Spring water.
You think it should be spring water? Probably so.
It's
yeah.
A damn flamethrower.
Yeah, maybe he wants to kind of, you know, ease them into it. If it's salt water, they may think it's something foreign that shouldn't be on their, you know, face. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. All right, so we'll plan on checking in with Jerry the Diver Guy in Dollywood here in just a bit. Also, coming up, Jerry Beatty just got back from, Dunbar Rocks. And Guanaja, Honduras. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Have you guys ever heard of that place?
Yes, I have.
Negative.
Okay, CJ hasn't. Bubble Boy has. So where is it?
I think it's on the eastern side of the Central America.
The eastern side of Central America.
Off the coast of Honduras.
Okay, that's pretty close, I think. I'll go with that. I'm going to say that's a win.
I read about it recently. Somebody famous got married there. I can't remember.
Really? Got married in Guanaja?
Yep.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It was like Doris Day or somebody ancient.
You think?
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
I don't know. It was somebody of, I just can't remember who it was because I'm old and senile.
Okay. All right. Well, that could be. Or it could be some, you know, hallucination.
Quick, get this man some rum.
Yes.
I knew I should have eaten those Easter eel eggs.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it. That'll do it. Also, coming up, Eric Douglas has just started his series of articles for Scuba Diving Magazine that are going to document his progress and recovery from his 5-way bypass surgery that he had. So Eric's going to come on to talk about that in an hour or two. And Aria, who is our captain and super diver down there in South Florida, is going to join us at BTS next weekend. Just got back from the Bahamas and diving with hammerhead sharks. So,
awesome.
Yeah, with Neil Watson Jr.
Cool.
And she was over there diving. The sharks were coming towards the end of the hammerhead season in Bimini right now, where it's spring break. So around spring break is when they start to, you know, move out of the area. But I think they still got another week or two.
Then where do they go?
Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe Aria can share that with us. Maybe. I mean, maybe they go to colder water. I'm not sure what they do. But from, you know, anywhere from, say, like December, March into April, they congregate or they have a tendency to hover around Bimini for those months and create some pretty cool diving opportunities for the divers who love swimming with sharks over there in Bimini. So she just did that with Junior a couple weeks ago, and she's going to share that little adventure ideally with us an hour or two of the big show today. So we got that to look forward to.
Now, I've never seen hammerheads. They're on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Closest I've ever seen to a hammerhead shark is getting hammered.
Hmm. Well, you have to be hammered to see hammers?
No. I'm just saying, never mind.
Okay.
I got to explain it.
Yeah.
Jimmy got it.
He got hammered watching Shark Tank.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's...
Nailed it.
At least you're in the right mindset when it comes to being a diver. If you're not wet, at least you're thinking about diving with, you know, sharks, whatever. Or
no, it's just a play on the word hammer.
That's all it was. That's really... Well, that's that doesn't help much, does it?
Straight line, A to B.
Hmm.
Boom.
Hmm. I'm
overthinking it.
Yeah, maybe I am. But that's what we do. I mean, as divers, we should be thinking about diving even when we're not diving or incorporating it into every aspect of our life because it makes us a better person.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
Just like Easter. How can you tie Easter into diving? Well, now we have the Easter eel.
An eel in your toilet.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe there's the downside of the Easter eel, but there has to be a good thing, I would think, you know, as a diver. I mean, the picture of the Easter eel looks quite pleasant.
Looks very festive.
Looks like a giant, you know, green moray eel with a little Easter hat coming out of an Easter basket. That looks like a pleasant thing. It doesn't look like the storyline you shared where it came down and well, it zapped the kid's bum.
Where,
you know,
watch out, kids! Easter eel's coming.
Nah, I don't think it's what it said. That's not the storyline I saw on Google.
But that you're thinking of the Alabama brown snake.
Could be.
And that has nothing to do with diving.
No, that's wrong. Know?
But eels, we like eels. I love eels. Where would you think was the dive site that I've been on? I saw more eels than I ever thought humanly possible. Where? CJ?
Eel Rock.
Eel Island?
Eel Rock.
Wrong. No, it's a what destination? You think it was the Bahamas?
Eel
you think it was the
Peninsula?
Keys? Australia, California, Hawaii. Where would you think I saw the most eels ever?
The Keys. Yeah.
Okay. Bubble Boy?
I'm absolutely certain. Greg, I was with you. It was Dominica on the river.
And that, my friend, is absolutely wrong.
No. You don't remember the eel?
It was Hawaii.
In the water?
No, I was on in Kona, Hawaii.
There was no eel.
The dive before I did the Kona night dive with all the mantas, I went on a dive and saw literally like 50 to 100 eels on
Whoa.
One dive.
Wow.
Kona, Hawaii. There you go if you want to see eels.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Scuba Radio.
Hi. This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is...
Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Remember, next week, our 19-year anniversary show. Be there. It's going to be a fun little event. Now, we are recording it. It's going to be a kind of flashback to all the fun folks that we've had on the show over the last 19 years of fun and frolic. Right. And I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
That last song you just played,
mm-hmm.
You know what you are?
What am I?
You're Swim Shady.
It really just doesn't get any It doesn't get any better. Anyway, so we have that next week. Next, or 2 weeks from today, we will be doing a show from the, or recording the show from the show floor of Beneath the Sea, their 40-year anniversary. So that is going to be a fun couple weeks of shows for you to catch up with and stay informed and just, you know, join the party.
Why don't
all right?
you check yourself into Sea Caucus?
Okay, you can do that. That's where we're going to be, Secaucus, New Jersey, for the Beneath the Sea dive show next weekend, but the show will air 2 weeks from today. All right. He is, you know, wandering the aisles of Dollywood as we speak there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Of course, I'm talking about Jerry the Diver Guy, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Jerry, welcome. How are you, my friend?
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, well, we're having a good old time. It's Easter weekend. You're obviously celebrating with the family, accordingly.
Oh, yeah.
We're learning about new, you know, twisted traditions they have in the UK. You know, we have the Easter Bunny here. Evidently, they have the Easter Eel, which is, I don't know, slightly disturbing. I don't know. Do they talk about that at Dollywood? Have you come across the Easter Eel in your journeys there in the mountains of Virginia or what?
Well, you know, it's Festival of the Nations here, and a couple of these people from over in the UK are talking about an Easter Eel or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I just thought they seen a Lincoln log floating or something, but
Lord Jesus, you know. Oh God, no!
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be terrible. All right, so but as part of your festivities with the family this weekend, obviously you're taking in all the entertainment they have there at Dollywood, but you're trying to share the joy of diving as well. Now I've heard the reports that you actually brought a squirt gun with you. And
I've got my squirt gun with me.
So you're just
trying to recruit divers.
Yeah, so you're just going up
to
patrons. You're going up to patrons there at Dollywood and just squirting them in the face and go diving, and then you run for your life. That's your marketing pitch for divers.
Oh yeah, that's the best way to do it. Okay. And if they're hot, I don't aim for the face, you know.
Oh, okay, and that's why you're searching out Dolly, I guess, today.
Oh, yeah.
At Dollywood.
Yeah, you know, I want to see her personal line of flotation devices.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it is.
They say that she has a nice pair there, but
okay, they say that.
Even the lousiest shot could hit those targets.
Well, it's spring break
to get her down though.
Well, you know, see, that's what CJ said earlier. He thought that would need more weight than the typical diver, but I have read this on the Divers Alert Network webpage for medical issues when it comes to implants. They are neutrally buoyant, so it should not affect you at all when it comes to how much weight you would need to sink below the surface.
But what about naturals?
What do you mean? Well, I mean,
you're talking about implants.
What are you saying, Dolly are naturals?
Could be.
But I don't know that it would matter, would it? Or, well, maybe it would. Maybe it would. I don't know. What do you think? What do you know about that, Jerry?
I don't know, but as big as they are, you know they named a TV show after her, right?
They named a TV show after Dolly. Dolly Parton.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay. That deserves a ring. Sure. All right. Well,
like Islands in the Stream, you know.
Yeah, Islands in the Stream, you know, the whole thing. I mean, is she wandering the park today? Do you know? Have you gotten word that she's actually wandering the aisles of Dollywood today or no?
I haven't heard yet.
You haven't heard yet?
You know, it's a possibility. She was here Thursday, so.
Uh-huh.
And it's always a possibility she'll be here today, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Well, when she does, what, she just pops up in a parade or something or
yeah.
What? Is that
yeah,
what it
yeah,
does?
That's usually how she does it.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jerry the Diver Guy would know. And if you do have the opportunity to run into Dolly at Dollywood, you're going to ask her whether or not she scuba dives, and if she doesn't, you'd like to certify her.
Oh, yeah. We'll have her caught into the show. We'll get the whole scoop on the whole deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about sharing the love.
Has she ever heard of an Easter eel?
Has she ever heard of it? You know, I'll tell you what. I had never heard of the Easter Eel until we started the show today. And
thank God for that little British boy.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea we had that much, you know, penetration there in the UK, but evidently we do. And he alerted us to the story of the lost legend of the Easter Eel. Well, I guess it's not that lost because if you Google Easter Eel, it pops right up there,
just like he pops out of your toilet.
Well, he zaps your bum if you've had too much candy. Have you ever been visited by the Easter Eel on Easter morning after too much candy there, Jerry? or no?
No, but I've seen a few Lincoln Logs.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm thinking with all the moonshine, or not moonshine, I mean spring water that you have there in the mountains of Virginia, that you may have come across the Easter eel before, maybe outside of the Easter weekend. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we see him quite a bit outside Easter weekend.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, at least we know the folks up there in Virginia are somewhat regular. I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that. But anyway, well, Jerry,
regular.
Yeah, enjoy enjoy yourself at Dollywood there, my friend, and happy Easter to you. In all seriousness, keep sharing the love.
A big party next weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's going to be up there beneath the sea with us, and probably on the 19-year anniversary show as well. All right, say hi to Dolly for us.
Some liquor later.
Yes. Okay. I think he was talking about booze. I'm going to go with that, not Dolly Parton. Or maybe a combination of the both. Who knows? All right, that's hour one. Hour two is on deck. We got Jerry Beatty, Eric Douglas, Aria, all kinds of folks coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.